What if a painting created entirely by artificial intelligence could sell for $432,500 at Christie's auction house? This isn't science fiction. It happened in 2018 with Portrait of Edmond de Bellamy, shocking the art world. While critics debated its artistic merit, the sale signaled something far more significant. AI isn't just automating routine tasks anymore. It's fundamentally transforming how businesses operate, compete, and create value. Competing in the age of AI arrived at a pivotal moment, quickly becoming required reading in boardrooms worldwide. The Wall Street Journal called it the definitive playbook for digital transformation, while tech luminaries from Microsoft's Satya Nadella to Salesforce's Mark Benioff praised its prescient insights. Authors Marco Iansidi and Karim Lakhani, both Harvard Business School professors with decades of research across hundreds of companies, offer something rare, a practical framework for understanding how AI is rewriting the rules of business competition. The AI revolution isn't simply about replacing human workers with machines. It represents something far more profound, a fundamental reimagining of the firm itself. Traditional companies operate through human-driven processes with technology supporting specific functions. In contrast, AI-powered firms place software and algorithms at their operational core, with humans designing and overseeing these systems rather than executing the work themselves. This transformation extends beyond mere efficiency gains to reshape organizational structures, decision-making processes, and competitive dynamics. This shift creates unprecedented advantages in scale, speed, and adaptability. While traditional firms face diminishing returns as they grow, struggling with communication overhead, coordination challenges, and management complexity, AI-powered companies can scale with minimal marginal costs. Every additional customer or transaction generates more data, which improves algorithms, creating a virtuous cycle of better service and further growth. This data-driven feedback loop enables continuous improvement without the traditional constraints of human-centered organizations. Consider Amazon's transformation from an online bookstore to a global technology powerhouse. In 2002, the company hit a wall as its software infrastructure buckled under growth pressure. Jeff Bezos issued a now-famous mandate. All teams must expose their data and functionality through service interfaces. This wasn't just a technical directive, but a fundamental re-architecting of the company. By building a modular, data-driven operating model, Amazon achieved extraordinary scale across diverse businesses, from e-commerce to cloud computing to entertainment. This transformation enabled unprecedented flexibility, allowing Amazon to enter new markets rapidly and adapt its offerings in real time based on customer behavior. The results speak for themselves. While traditional retailers struggle with physical locations and human-intensive processes, Amazon's digital operating model enables it to serve hundreds of millions of customers with remarkable efficiency. Its recommendation algorithms learn from every interaction, processing billions of data points daily to personalize experiences. Its logistics systems optimize in real time, coordinating millions of deliveries through AI-driven routing and inventory management. Its AWS platform powers countless other businesses, demonstrating how AI-driven infrastructure can create entirely new business models and revenue streams. Similar transformations are occurring across industries. Netflix uses AI to personalize content recommendations and even inform production decisions. Google's DeepMind has revolutionized everything from protein folding to data center cooling efficiency. These companies aren't just automating existing processes, they're fundamentally reimagining how organizations can operate, make decisions, and create value. The competitive advantage isn't just in having better technology, but in building organizations that can harness AI's potential to learn, adapt, and scale in ways previously impossible. This new paradigm requires different organizational capabilities and leadership approaches. Success depends not just on implementing AI tools, but on building learning organizations that can continuously evolve with technology. Companies must develop new skills in data science, algorithm design, and systems thinking, while maintaining human judgment for strategic decisions and ethical considerations. This isn't merely doing the same things better. It's doing fundamentally different things in fundamentally different ways, creating new possibilities for value creation and competitive advantage. At the heart of AI-powered firms lies what Ian City and Lakhani call the AI Factory, a scalable decision engine that industrializes data gathering, analytics, and decision-making. Just as physical factories transformed manufacturing during the Industrial Revolution by standardizing production processes, AI factories are now transforming how companies process information and make decisions at unprecedented scale and speed. The AI Factory consists of four essential components working in harmony, each playing a crucial role in the transformation of raw data into actionable insights. First, the data pipeline collects and integrates information from multiple sources, customer interactions, operational processes, external partners, and more. Netflix exemplifies this approach, gathering billions of data points about viewing habits, preferences, and behaviors across its 150 plus million subscribers. This includes not just what shows people watch, but granular details like when they pause, rewind, or abandon content, what devices they use, and how ratings correlate with viewing patterns. Amazon similarly captures every click, search, and purchase across its platform, creating a rich tapestry of consumer behavior data. Second, algorithms analyze this data to generate predictions and solve problems. These range from supervised learning, trained on labeled examples to predict outcomes, to unsupervised learning, discovering patterns without predefined categories, to reinforcement learning, improving through trial and error. Google search algorithms, for instance, continuously learn from billions of queries to deliver increasingly relevant results, while Spotify's recommendation engine processes over 100 billion data points daily to personalize music suggestions. These algorithms become more sophisticated over time, incorporating deep learning and neural networks to handle complex pattern recognition tasks. Third, an experimentation platform rigorously tests hypotheses through A/B testing and other methods. Companies like LinkedIn conduct over 40,000 experiments annually, ensuring that algorithmic predictions actually cause desired outcomes rather than merely correlating with them. Facebook runs thousands of tests simultaneously, examining everything from button placement to content ranking algorithms. This culture of continuous experimentation allows companies to validate assumptions and optimize features in real time. Finally, software infrastructure connects everything together, making data and algorithms accessible throughout the organization. Modern systems use APIs and microservices architecture to enable modular development while maintaining system consistency. Companies like Microsoft and Amazon have built robust cloud platforms that can handle massive computational loads while ensuring security and scalability. This infrastructure layer includes tools for data storage, processing, and deployment, often utilizing containerization and serverless computing to maximize efficiency. When these components work together effectively, they create a virtuous cycle. User engagement generates data, which trains algorithms to make better predictions, which improves the user experience, which drives more engagement. This self-reinforcing loop enables companies to continuously improve their offerings at unprecedented speed and scale. For example, TikTok's recommendation engine becomes more accurate with each user interaction, leading to longer engagement times and more data collection, creating a powerful feedback loop that has helped the platform grow exponentially. Traditional organizations evolved into siloed structures to manage complexity. From the Italian Renaissance textile trades, where distinct guilds handled spinning, weaving, and dyeing, to the Dutch East India Company's separate departments for shipping, trading, and accounting, to Ford's assembly lines with specialized workers, specialization and standardization drove efficiency but created organizational boundaries that limited flexibility and innovation. These historical models emphasized control and predictability over adaptability. These siloed architectures worked well in stable environments but struggle with digital transformation. Enterprise IT typically mirrored these divisions, with separate systems for finance, marketing, sales, and operations. Data remained trapped in functional silos, preventing comprehensive analysis and limiting learning opportunities. For example, customer service teams often couldn't access marketing data about customer preferences, while product development teams lacked visibility into real-world usage patterns. The AI-powered firm requires a fundamentally different architecture, one built on integrated data, modular software components, and cross-functional collaboration. Rather than organizing around specialized functions, these companies organize around customer journeys and value streams, with data flowing freely across traditional boundaries. This approach enables real-time decision-making and continuous learning across the organization. Companies like Amazon have pioneered this model, creating unified data lakes that power everything from inventory management to personalized recommendations. Microsoft's transformation under Satya Nadella illustrates this approach. When Nadella became CEO in 2014, Microsoft had lost relevance with developers and missed critical shifts to mobile and cloud computing. Rather than treating Azure, its cloud platform, as a separate business, Nadella integrated it into Microsoft's core, breaking down silos between hardware and software teams and reorganizing around customer needs rather than technical features. He implemented one Microsoft strategy, which eliminated traditional product divisions in favor of engineering groups aligned with key customer scenarios. This architectural shift enabled Microsoft to embed AI capabilities across its products and services, from Office 365 to Dynamics to Azure. The company built a common foundation of data, algorithms, and software components that teams could leverage to rapidly develop new applications. For instance, the same natural language processing capabilities power both Teams Chat and Azure Cognitive Services. Microsoft's GitHub acquisition further reinforced this integrated approach, connecting developer tools with cloud services. By 2019, Microsoft had regained its position as one of the world's most valuable companies, with a thriving developer ecosystem and growing cloud business. The lesson is clear. Digital transformation isn't about creating an AI department or launching isolated initiatives. It requires fundamentally re-architecting the organization around data, software, and algorithms as the primary operational foundation. This means establishing shared data infrastructure, adopting microservices architectures, implementing API-first design principles, and creating cross-functional teams organized around customer value streams rather than traditional departmental boundaries. Companies like Netflix, Tesla, and Google have all followed similar patterns, treating software and data as core organizational building blocks rather than support functions. Transforming a traditional company into an AI-powered organization is challenging but achievable. Research across 350-plus enterprises reveals five principles that characterize successful transformations. First, establish one unified strategy with clear goals and unwavering leadership commitment. Rather than spinning off autonomous digital units, integrate transformation efforts across the entire organization. Microsoft exemplified this approach by consolidating engineering into two groups, cloud and AI under Scott Guthrie, and experiences and devices under Rajesh Jha, with a clear mission to empower every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more. Second, maintain architectural clarity with consistent standards for data, analytics, and AI. Centralize critical data assets while enabling decentralized innovation. This often requires shifting the IT organization's charter from operating back office systems to driving business innovation, a change that affects structure, culture, and capabilities. Third, adopt an agile, product-focused organization. Replace massive custom-built applications with quickly developed solutions using readily available data, models, and technology components. This requires a cultural shift toward a software mindset, affecting everything from development practices to compensation systems. Fourth, build foundational capabilities in software engineering, data science, and analytics. This means systematically hiring different kinds of people and creating appropriate career paths and incentive systems. Equally important is developing data and analytics product managers who can identify valuable use cases and lead cross-functional teams. Finally, establish clear, multidisciplinary governance. As AI becomes increasingly important, challenges around privacy, security, bias, and societal impact multiply. Digital governance should involve collaboration across disciplines, with legal and corporate affairs teams participating in product and policy decisions rather than focusing solely on litigation and lobbying. Fidelity Investments demonstrates these principles in action. Under CEO Abby Johnson's leadership, the company established an AI Center of Excellence, centralized its data assets, built a sophisticated analytics platform, adopted agile development methods, and invested in comprehensive education for business leaders. While maintaining its human touch through investment advisors, Fidelity leverages AI to continuously improve performance and customer experience. Traditional competitive strategy focuses on industry structure and positioning within well-defined markets. In the age of AI, this approach falls short because competition increasingly occurs across industry boundaries through interconnected networks of businesses and customers. The most successful companies are those that occupy central positions in these networks, aggregating data flows and extracting value through AI and analytics. Their competitive advantage comes from three reinforcing factors. Network effects occur when a product or service becomes more valuable as more people use it. Facebook becomes more valuable to users as more friends join, creating a powerful feedback loop that drives growth. These effects can be direct, users valuing other users, or indirect, users in one category valuing users in another category, like Uber drivers and riders. Learning effects emerge when algorithms improve with more data. Google search algorithms become more accurate as they process more queries, creating a competitive advantage that's difficult for newcomers to overcome. The strength of learning effects depends on the complexity of the problem and the uniqueness of the data. Simple applications with widely available data create minimal barriers to entry, while complex systems with proprietary data create formidable competitive moats. Network structure significantly impacts competitive dynamics. Some networks, like Airbnb's global accommodation marketplace, create strong global effects where users care about listings worldwide. Others, like Uber's ride-sharing service, are clustered around local markets where drivers and riders care only about local availability. These clustered networks limit the impact of scale and make it easier for focused competitors to achieve critical mass in specific markets. Understanding these dynamics requires a new approach to strategic analysis. Rather than focusing on traditional industry boundaries, companies must map their key economic networks, analyze valuable data flows, and identify opportunities to strengthen network and learning effects while mitigating challenges like multi-homing, users using multiple competing platforms, and disintermediation, users bypassing the platform after initial matching. When AI-powered firms enter markets dominated by traditional companies, they often trigger what Inciotti and Lacani call strategic collisions, confrontations between fundamentally different operating models that can transform entire industries. These collisions follow a predictable pattern. Initially, digital entrants may generate less economic value than incumbents, leading traditional executives to dismiss their potential impact. However, once digital models scale beyond critical mass, they can deliver superior value and overwhelm traditional firms through network and learning effects. Nokia's collapse illustrates this dynamic. Despite being a marvel of product innovation with excellent manufacturing and marketing, Nokia maintained a traditional siloed structure with multiple R&D centers optimizing different products for different markets. When Apple and Google entered with consistent digital platforms and elegant APIs, they attracted expanding ecosystems of third-party developers. As these networks reached critical mass, their value overwhelmed Nokia's product-based model, causing the once dominant company to rapidly lose market share. This pattern is repeating across industries. Cloud computing services from Amazon and Microsoft are replacing traditional software providers. Marketplace platforms like Alibaba and Amazon are displacing traditional retailers. Digital over-the-top video services are threatening pay TV providers, and fintech companies are competing with traditional banks. The automotive industry faces a similar transformation as cars become increasingly connected. The real value lies not in manufacturing hardware, but in connecting to consumers during transit, worth hundreds of billions in the U.S. alone. Companies like Google and Apple are well positioned to capture this value through their existing digital platforms, forcing traditional manufacturers to either challenge these digital hubs or become their suppliers. For traditional companies, the response requires more than superficial digital initiatives. It demands fundamentally re-architecting operations around data, software, and AI to create new sources of value and competitive advantage. The unprecedented power of AI-powered operating models creates profound ethical challenges that test traditional business frameworks. These challenges fall into five main categories. Digital amplification occurs when algorithms optimized for engagement inadvertently promote harmful content or reinforce biases. The anti-vaccination movement exemplifies this dynamic, with social networks and ad targeting technology transforming a fringe movement into a major public health threat by creating personalized echo chambers and enabling zero-cost sharing among like-minded individuals. Algorithmic bias emerges when AI systems produce unfair or discriminatory outcomes. This can result from selection bias, when training data doesn't represent the population being analyzed, or labeling bias, when human prejudices influence data tagging. Amazon discovered its HR screening system devalued female candidates because it was trained primarily on male engineers' resumes, while facial recognition software from major companies showed significantly lower accuracy for darker-skinned women than white men. Cybersecurity challenges multiply as digital systems accumulate vast amounts of sensitive data. The 2017 Equifax breach exposed personal information of 147.9 million consumers, nearly half the U.S. population, by exploiting a single unpatched vulnerability. Beyond traditional breaches, digital operating models can be hijacked for malicious purposes, as when the Christchurch mosque shooter leveraged Facebook's live streaming capabilities to broadcast his attack. Platform control issues arise from the tension between openness and security. The Cambridge Analytica scandal demonstrated how Facebook's open API policies enabled the harvesting of data from 50 million users without their knowledge, highlighting the challenges of balancing innovation with privacy protection. Fairness and equity concerns emerge as digital operating models drive market concentration. When network and learning effects create winner-take-all dynamics, dominant platforms gain unprecedented power over access to customers and data. This raises questions about fair competition and the distribution of economic benefits. Addressing these challenges requires a new approach to corporate responsibility. Companies that occupy central network positions bear the greatest responsibility. Like keystone species in biological ecosystems, they perform critical functions affecting the entire ecosystem's health. A keystone strategy aligns the objectives of hub firms with their networks, recognizing that sustaining network health isn't just an ethical responsibility, but essential for long-term business success. The age of AI is creating what Iancidi and Lakhani call a new meta, not robots acting like humans, but a new type of firm using AI to break down operational constraints and drive new value. This transformation parallels the Industrial Revolution in its fundamental impact on how value is created and distributed, but with several critical differences. First, change is no longer localized, but systemic. Unlike the Industrial Revolution's separate waves of innovation across different industries, AI is transforming all sectors globally at once. Studies suggest half of current work activities could be replaced by AI systems within decades rather than centuries, creating unprecedented social challenges. Second, capabilities are increasingly horizontal and universal. The AI revolution is transforming capabilities from specialized vertical expertise to universal capabilities in data processing, analytics, and algorithm development. This reverses the trajectory started in the Industrial Revolution, making siloed organizations less competitive. Third, traditional industry boundaries are disappearing as recombination becomes the rule. Companies like Google and Alibaba easily cross into new industries with connected business models, leveraging their digital foundations to create value in unexpected ways. Fourth, operations are becoming frictionless. Digital operating models remove traditional constraints, allowing firms to grow at unprecedented rates and serve magnitudes more customers than traditional institutions. However, this frictionlessness creates instability, as digital signals, whether viral memes or misinformation, can reach infinite scale rapidly. Finally, concentration and inequality will likely worsen. Digital transformation is driving wealth redistribution and concentration, exacerbated by network dynamics. As digital networks carry more transactions, hub firms gain increasing importance and advantages, potentially widening economic disparities. These changes create a clear leadership mandate. We must find wiser ways to lead increasingly digital firms. This requires transformation efforts that start at the top but involve everyone building and shaping core systems. It demands entrepreneurship that looks beyond technological feasibility to understand deeper business model implications. It necessitates regulation that balances innovation with protection against potential harms. And it calls for community involvement to provide checks and balances to digital firms. As digital transformation binds us together across industries, countries, and markets, we need a new kind of collective wisdom. Despite increasing automation, we can't eliminate management. The challenges are too complex for technology alone. A new managerial wisdom is needed to navigate these changing times, ensuring that AI serves humanity's best interests rather than undermining them. The AI revolution presents perhaps the greatest entrepreneurial opportunity in history. Digital transformation possibilities span every industry, from content creation to healthcare improvements to equipment maintenance, while the democratization of technology through cloud computing and open source tools has dramatically lowered innovation costs. However, entrepreneurs must look beyond technological feasibility to understand deeper business model implications. Uber exemplifies this paradox. Despite attracting $25 billion in investment and increasing consumer convenience, its business model faces fundamental challenges from multi-homing and network clustering that threaten long-term profitability. For established companies, transformation requires more than superficial digital initiatives. It demands re-architecting operations around data, software, and AI to create new sources of value and competitive advantage. This work is challenging but achievable, as demonstrated by companies like Microsoft, Fidelity, and Nordstrom that have successfully navigated the transition. Regulators face the difficult task of balancing innovation with protection against potential harms. Europe's GDPR introduced fundamental data protection principles, giving individuals ownership over their data, while antitrust efforts have targeted major tech firms for anti-competitive behavior. Yet crafting appropriate remedies remains challenging, requiring collaborative structures that combine regulatory power with sustained expert involvement. Communities increasingly complement regulation in providing checks and balances to digital firms. The Linux operating system and Wikipedia demonstrate how transparent governance structures and diverse contributor bases can create resilient systems resistant to manipulation and bias. These models suggest that community involvement could play a critical role in solving digital economy challenges from algorithmic bias to fake news. As AI becomes increasingly embedded in business and society, the responsibility placed on leaders of relatively small organizations with immense reach is staggering. Digital firms will increasingly be judged by their impact beyond traditional metrics, held accountable to different standards as they shape our global economy. What began as opportunity and strategy has become fundamental leadership responsibility. Despite increasing automation, we can't eliminate management. The challenges are too complex for technology alone. A new managerial wisdom is needed to navigate these changing times, ensuring that AI serves humanity's best interests rather than undermining them.